Welcome back to another episode of Laughing Matters with Robert Burrell, brought to you by Stand Up Records. Check them out online, standupcrap.com. Buy all the albums. My guests, I'm thrilled for this show. It's been a while since both you guys have been on. I don't think you've been on a show together yet.
No.
Unless I'm mistaken.
Third appearance.
Couple of powerhouses. Tim Harmston, John Conroy. Thanks for doing the show.
Thanks for having us, Robert.
It's good to be here.
So we'll start by some plugs. Where are you guys performing? John, you got some shows this weekend?
Yeah, I'm at Sisyphus tonight at 8 o'clock. And then I think that's it.
Is there a late show?
That's the Minnesota run.
Is there a late show?
No late show. Just 8 p.m. tonight. And then just going to enjoy a couple more days in Minneapolis. Big Super Bowl coming up.
Yeah.
Tell people my favorite trivia question about the Super Bowl. Who's the only team to ever win a Super Bowl here in Minnesota?
The Redskins.
The Washington Redskins. One more week of that joke.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right.
So if you haven't been to a show at Sisyphus Brewery yet, get on down there. It's a wonderful setup. They basically have just built a comedy club onto to the other side of the brewery. You can bring your dog. They got fun games.
A lot of dogs.
It's a great, a lot of dogs there. They make fantastic audience members.
The most dogs I've ever had at a show.
Mm-hmm.
And great beer, by the way.
Excellent beer.
The coconut porter was a real treat.
That's Tim Harmston you're listening to. Tim, one of your shows. You got some shows coming up too, right?
Yeah, I'll be at the Acme Comedy Company on Tuesday of next week, and then I will be there. I'll be back there Thursday through Friday of this upcoming week, the February 1st through the 3rd, headlining, and it should be fun. It's going to be
Super Bowl weekend.
Super Bowl week. Thursday through Saturday.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep. So it's fun. It's like, I usually do a week every year there to headline, and then they the owner had been talking to me a long time ago about, hey, how about you want to do the Super Bowl week? Because, what if the Packers or the Vikings were a part of it? It'd be kind of cool, because I'm a Packer fan. And mm-hmm. Even if the Vikings were there, it'd be really interesting and fun. And none of that happened.
Didn't pan out that way.
But it's still going to be fun because it's the Eagles and the Patriots, I think, are two of the most underpicked on franchises, don't you think? Like not a lot of people.
I feel like it's hard to pick on the team that wins all the time. Like, what do you?
Well, I think that they're the two teams that probably deserve the most picking on. So there'll definitely be some.
They're definitely the most hated fan bases.
Yeah, definitely. That's what I'm trying to say is that, and I know that it seems like sore loser town. From my perspective, and it is kind of, I am kind of sore about it. So it feels like we're opening our city to people that.
Oh, opening up Minneapolis.
Hey, come and enjoy this thing that we're really angry about still. That's kind of how it feels.
It does feel, they build the stadiums and mm-hmm. the, without the approval of the public.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
it's like, now we're going to have a Super Bowl in your town. You're like, oh, cool. We'll all go to the Super Bowl. No, you won't go to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, you're not going to the Super Bowl.
We're
going
to fly in people richer than you to go to the Super Bowl.
Well, and then the light rail that Sunday for the Super Bowl is just for people that have tickets, right? Like, isn't that... I thought I remember reading that.
Super Bowl ticket to ride the light rail.
It's essentially just to get into downtown.
you put your credit card in the machine and it says insert $5,000.
Yeah. Just a retina scan. Like once you're rich enough, there's retina scans for everything.
Yeah. I think that is a thing. I don't know if that's substantiated or not. That you on Sunday.
I believe it is because I heard it.
Is that a security thing or is that just a convenience thing?
I think it's a convenience thing for parking and all that stuff. And apparently, there's other avenues that the riffraff can take to get from place to place without using the horse and buggy or I don't know what they can do, but they'll have alternative routes, I guess.
I think it's probably a security thing, because I'm sure there's going to be some sort of like perimeter around the stadium that, so the easiest way to get in is on the train, and then they're probably checking your ticket when you get on the train. And it makes sense, I guess. But I think some people, I think a lot of people in Minneapolis, and no disrespect to those people, but I think a lot of people don't understand how the Super Bowl works. You know, like a lot of people have like these sort of like misguided, you know, expectations or whatever. And I'm not being critical. I'm just saying that, like, yeah, it's a corporate, heavyweight type of activity.
You mean as far as like economic boom and stuff, when people hear like, oh, the Super Bowl's coming to town, then
yeah, like people are like
raking millions of dollars, you know, and stuff.
They blocked off the streets. I can't believe it. It's like, well, what do you, it's, you don't,
yeah,
they don't
okay.
understand
yeah, yeah.
the mm-hmm. magnitude
right
of yeah. what this does to your, or you know, mm-hmm. the impact of what it does to your town. And it's really, I mean, I, you know, I'm a huge football fan, so it's like I kind of knew what to expect. But I mean, come this week, like yesterday I was downtown and I saw two like decked out SWAT team vans, and it said Atlanta, Georgia Police Department K-9 unit. Like, and then I saw people walking dogs, like police officers walking dogs around downtown. Like, it's a very serious event. Like, it brings in, you know, and like the list of celebrities that it'll bring in, and it's a really, to me, it's very fascinating. For some people, and I completely understand it, it's really annoying. And if mm-hmm. you're annoyed by it, I think the best thing to do would be to come down to Acme Comedy Company.
AcmeComedyCompany.com. Yep.
And,
plenty of parking.
Plenty of parking, and just enjoy it. Because I'll be talking about some of this stuff.
Comedy club built for the real fans.
Yeah.
Yep.
For the real Minneapolis people.
Yeah. If you can't get tickets for the big game, mine are 7,000% cheaper. She said, come down to Acme.
Do you know who you're doing that with?
Patrick Keane is going to be the
Patrick Keane is that's performer. Awesome. That's
and,
great.
Mary Mack will be hosting, and
that's okay. So that should definitely sell you on it. Patrick Keane's a very funny comic who doesn't come this way enough. He's LA based, and he's done some stuff with Lesterill, my now defunct sketch group that I had with Mike Lester and some other guys. And he put out one recently, I don't know if you saw it, which was. It was like a post-game press conference, except it was about, like, his relationship.
Okay.
Like, he came out like a coach whose team had lost, but he was just describing, like, why he was a bad boyfriend. And it was super good.
Yeah.
Like, my head wasn't in it. I guess I wasn't listening, and I'm going to try hard to turn it around next time.
Yeah, that's a really good idea that he came up with. And that's why one of the reasons I brought him in is to we could do sketches for this week if we mm-hmm. have. Excuse me, if we have the momentum, we'll throw out some sketches. And
yeah, I mean, and if you're looking for anyone that has, like, you know, sketch experience or know, anything that's been in
Mike Lester.
Over 50 and 10 good ones. yeah, that's what I meant. Yeah, that's what I meant. If he could get more exposure, that'd be great.
No, I will call you, Robert.
All right,
Sketching matters.
We only got about 3 minutes left. How about predictions? Do you think the Eagles are going to pull off an upset, or is Brady getting the sixth ring?
No. Brady. It's going to, I mean. Yeah,
greatest of all time?
Yeah. They're going to walk. 31-7 or so.
Really? You don't think it's even going to be close?
I don't think it's going to be even remotely close.
Yeah. I'm on the other side. As much as I hated how the Eagles fans acted, I think they're for real, and I think they're going to make a game out of it. I think it's a field goal game. I don't see it being a blowout in any stretch. So a lot of money in Vegas is coming in on the Eagles side, and that's going to push that line down to 4.5 or something. So I'm inclined to say that the Eagles are going to be in this game till the very end, and, you know, it's going to be a field goal game.
It does seem like a heart-head argument, though, because, like, you want to be like, okay, the underdog, they haven't won it yet, they're crushing, and that's, you know, I feel like that's where a lot of the money comes in, is like, oh, they're due, that, like, kind of like gambler's fallacy where you keep losing enough, where it's like with your head, it's like, how?
Give me Belichick 2 weeks and Nick Foles.
Yeah, you got a point there, but look at what happened last year. Like, Atlanta had they not run out of gas, it would have been a blowout the other way.
Sure.
So I'm not convinced that Belichick is unbeatable in the big game. I think Doug Peterson's a hell of a football coach for the Eagles. So I loved the way they game planned against the Vikings. So.
Definitely.
It's a good squad. Yeah. I mean, I think this is the game where they miss Wentz, though. They really would have.
Yeah, they'll definitely be tested in a way that they weren't against Minnesota and Atlanta, for sure.
Yeah.
Well, we still have a minute and 10 seconds left. I was really hoping we could just ride that horse into the commercial break. And
Do you know the only team to ever win a Super Bowl here in Minnesota?
No, not at all.
The Washington Redskins.
John's a huge Washington Redskins fan.
Huge. Well, that's where you're.
Really say that.
So. Yeah, yeah. If you're into the Redskins, or even not into Redskins. That's the one thing we do. Plugs. Okay, so you have shows. What about like Twitter, website, things like that that people can find you and follow you at?
I'm on the Twitter at the Conroy FTW. Yeah. You remember For the Win?
I was going to say, is that For the Win?
I'm very up to date.
Yeah. That's a coincidental because mine is Robert Burrell, back, gone, what Chris Berman used to say at home run derbies. How about Tim? What are you, where are you at?
Party on, Tim Harmston. at Tim Harmston.
All right. Well, I think that was a solid start to the show.
Yeah.
Great opening. We'll be back with more after this. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Laughing Matters on AM 950, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota.
Imagine a world where no one ever went hungry. Where you didn't have to choose between clean air and clean water. And where bitter, drunken comedians didn't have to work in small, dark clubs to tell you how severely screwed up everything is. If that kind of world scares you the way it scares us, then we can help. We're StandUpRecords.com. We offer the finest in CDs, DVDs, and merchandise from the best stand-up comedians on Earth. So please give generously. And remember, together we can't save the world. Yeah, no, we can't. So you may as well just buy something funny. That's StandUpRecords.com.
Hey, it's Mike McEntee, and I have a show on AM 950 Monday through Friday from 4 to 5 o'clock. It's a free-form hour of news, interviews, and your phone calls. We don't do 10-second sound bites and yelling and screaming about issues. That may make for great entertainment, but it really doesn't help to solve the real problems we face. We try to get the whole story and have an intelligent discussion. We also occasionally have a little fun. Listen in from 4 to 5 o'clock on AM 950 Radio.
Warning, stand-up records may cause intestinal distress, fits of insane laughter, instant diarrhea, existential malaise, headaches, nausea, dizziness, vomiting, seasonal affective disorder, more headaches, pneumomono ultramicroscopic silicovolcanoconiosis. Stand-up records should not be handled by women who are pregnant, may become pregnant, have ever been pregnant, or personally know anyone who has been pregnant. Do not consult your doctor if he's operating heavy machinery. Stand-up records is for external application only. And stand-up records is, of course, good for a few laughs. So remember that standuprecords.com for the world's finest comedy CDs, DVDs, and merchandise. That's standuprecords.com. The revolution will be hilarious.
The local advertisers you hear on AM 950 are the lifeblood of the station. If you find yourself regularly tuning in, or if you appreciate the diversity of content we deliver, please take the time to support our advertisers. Even if it's just to thank them for backing AM 950, your voice and support can go a long way. Help keep the station going strong while investing in our local community. Find the complete list of on-air supporters by visiting the advertisers page at am950radio.com. That's am950radio.com.
Downtowner Woodfire Grill in St. Paul is a perfect choice for breakfast, lunch, and dinner 7 days a week. Offering daily fresh seafood specials, fire-roasted meats, exquisite pizza, and half-price bottles of wine on Mondays and Tuesdays, except on Xcel Energy Center event nights. Once you experience their cozy fireside dining, extensive wine list, and bar, you'll be back for more. Gift certificates available, located at 253 West 7th Street with plenty of free parking, or online at downtownerwoodfire.com.
Imagine a world where no one ever went hungry. Where you didn't have to choose between clean air and clean water. And where bitter, drunken comedians didn't have to work in small, dark clubs to tell you how severely screwed up everything is. If that kind of world scares you the way it scares us, then we can help. We're StandUpRecords.com. We offer the finest in CDs, DVDs, and merchandise from the best stand-up comedians on Earth. So please give generously. And remember, together we can't save the world. Yeah, no, we can't. So you may as well just buy something funny. That's StandUpRecords.com.
It's one of the great you know, early viral, you know, like 20 years ago it went viral. It was Casey Kasem melting down.
All right.
It's so good. That's all I'll say.
All right, let's get back into it.
They tried to make me go to rehab. I said no, no, no. Yes, I've been black, but when
we're back with more Laughing Matters here on AM 950. I would assume the only show that has Amy Winehouse on the soundtrack, but I could be wrong. My guest, John Conroy, Tim Harmston, thanks for doing the show, guys, yet again. Let's get into some political stuff now. Shutdown's over. Whew. Done? Democrats were able to walk away with promises that Mitch McConnell would do something, so I guess that's a small V victory.
They didn't really shut it down for, what was like, everybody had a half hours. Day on Monday?
Yeah.
Like, when they do it over the weekend like that, nothing actually gets shut down, right?
But I feel like that, like, just difference in personalities, where Republicans are like, burn it down, and then like a week later or something, they'll be like, all right, you got us. Whereas like Democrats, the second you see pictures on Twitter of like people leaving their office early, like, let's get back together, and let's just give him what he wants so Todd can get a full day.
It definitely seems harder on the left to keep a unified front over something like that, right? Everybody slips.
So you thought they should have held out longer? You think they could have got some concessions?
I don't know. It's just going to set up again in 3 weeks. They can do the same thing if they want.
There'll definitely be a rematch.
Yeah.
Here's the problem that I have with the Democrats right now. I mean, I feel like the people that are negotiating on behalf, like Chuck Schumer and Pelosi, I feel like that they're easy to read, and I think that I just wish that at some point the Democrats would kind of rebrand a little bit, and
yeah.
I feel like the brand is predictable, and the Republicans know how to abuse the brand and
sure.
to play mm-hmm. it, and no, you know, don't I have respect for Chuck Schumer, but I just feel like. I feel like, yeah, it's you know, I'll see how it's going to play out in advance. And so mm-hmm. in 3 weeks when we're back at this, you can kind of see where this is going to play. And that's why I hope for 2018 to bring a whole different set of fresh faces on the Democratic front. People like Keith Ellison or...
Well, that's what I was wondering, was that apparently part of the moderate... left push to get something done to avert the shutdown was because the Democrats felt that in the states where they're defending Senate seats, where Trump won, they can't afford to look like they're too far left or,
right.
you know, too uncompromising
right.
and stuff. So they're going to cave.
Right.
So my question is, like, is that a good strategy? If running as the party of we're not Trump, in 2016, clearly didn't win.
Right.
In 2018, after 2 years of Trump being Trump, do you think that just being the party of we're not Trump is enough
no.
to turn the tide, or do they have to excite people and get them
I think
to
it's
the
a
polls?
Winner. I think it's a winner.
You think it's a winner?
I think people hate him that much.
Well, that's the thing, because like, I remember when Obama was in office and all the talk was like Republicans are going to have to be more than the party of no Obama. And it's like, well, that's all they were, and they still took over everything. So I don't know. I kind of go back and forth on that.
I think people got lazy in November 2016, and I think
sure.
they took it for granted.
Been corrected.
Lose.
Yeah, I mean, and I think I don't know. I think people will show up big in November, and they'll flip the House possibly, and you know, then he'll be impeached or whatever.
I mean, Alabama flipping was definitely a good sign of like trends, and then there was that Wisconsin county somewhere that a Democrat won unexpectedly. So yeah, maybe the party of just not Trump will be enough.
I still don't think it is. I feel like to make a football analogy, I feel like it's it's the Green Bay Packers. We have three more years of Aaron Rodgers left. We have to go all in right now. And I feel like the Democrats have to find a voice, a kind of unified voice, and make and kind of put their foot on the neck.
On the gas. Speak. And who do you think that voice should be? Who could
I'm
a big Oprah guy.
I'm a big have you I mean,
she can.
I want the Oprah Ellen ticket.
Yeah, yeah. There you go.
No, I think like Kamala Harris from California. I think she's
okay. Yeah,
and you know, I know Cory Booker gets a lot of flack for kind of his stance on some of the pharmaceutical industry stuff, but I think mm-hmm. Cory Booker is a intriguing person, and you know, I could see that as a ticket, or but I feel like in you know how when Obama won, it was because he inspired people to yeah. act, and I feel like the thing right now is that we're just waiting. You know, everyone hates Trump, but that doesn't necessarily make you a Democrat. You know, there's mm-hmm. Republicans that hate Trump. There's people that are independent that hate Trump, but that doesn't mean that they're going to necessarily just automatically vote for the Democratic Party. I feel like you need to have some sort of electric lightning rod moment like we had with Barack Obama, where people are like, I'm excited about what this stands for, not just I'm excited about, you know, voting out Republicans, because that's a fleeting moment, you know? I mean, mm-hmm. we have to have something kind of like a 20-year plan here to do this, and I don't think we do. Because it goes back to what I said before. It's because I feel like the brand that's led by Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi and, you know, and Tim Kaine, you know, I feel like...
There needs young blood.
You need young blood. And it's like, how are you going to reach... how are you going to reach the people that are turning 18 in a few months that are going to be ready to vote for the first time or whatever? You know, like Chuck Schumer is great, or you know, like maybe it's Kristen Gillibrand from New York, or maybe it's Keith Ellison. Who knows?
I like Biden.
You like Biden?
I like Biden.
Yeah, I could see Biden having some of that Bernie Sanders appeal, but Biden's also extremely moderate. You know, I mean, but you know what I'm saying? Like the branding is the problem, in my opinion.
Need to excite people again. It is that political maxim that the more people vote, the more Democrats are benefited by it, and Republicans benefit by smaller voter turnout.
That's why they try to restrict their, you know, voting districts and redraw maps and things like that.
So you think Biden, John?
I just think he flips Pennsylvania and Michigan.
Yeah,
without
he definitely is a lot better with like blue collar white working class voters, and I think definitely like. Having played an integral part in an Obama administration, which I think is remembered pretty fondly by everyone except like Republicans, like dyed-in-the-wool Republicans, definitely doesn't hurt him. The fact that he's an old white guy,
I think that helps him. I think he's just that good old fashioned likable, like
your favorite uncle.
Yeah, like
guy you can have a beer with.
He's kind of like he's kind of like the Trumpish actual politician. You know, like he's not all that polished. He says some stuff off the cuff where you're kind of like, you know, I don't, you know, there's a few clips of him being like awkwardly handsy, like not in a, like a sexual predator kind of way, but just in like, that's not really how you hug people.
That's just how Uncle Joe does it.
Kind of. That's just how he does it. That's just how he does it. And imagine the Onion articles if we can get him back in office.
Yeah. I think that would be a good step. I think I'm not going to argue with you on Biden. He would be in my top three or so. I mean, you also have to account for the fact that that maybe Hillary runs again, right? Or not?
I can't.
I don't know. I don't.
Oh, boy, that's talk about learning the worst possible lesson from 2016. We can get into it more. We're about ready for the break.
You didn't have any time filling that segment.
Not at all. Exactly. We'll be back with more Laughing Matters right after this. Don't go anywhere.
Dave Waite, hot dog.
Sometimes I think I should go see a therapist. I know that's something you can't say in the Midwest. It's probably more comfortable to fart on an elevator and tell everybody to get a whiff.
The all-new album from StandUpRecords.com.
We went to Milwaukee because my dad was collecting postcards at the time, so we drove 7 hours in a car to see tiny pictures of other better vacations.
Now available from standuprecords.com, the iTunes Music Store, and amazon.com. Dave Waite, hot doggin'.
All right.
Seward Co-op, serving the community for nearly 45 years, invites you to shop their two convenient locations, both offering the strong commitment to local producers and healthy foods you've come to expect. Seward focuses on locally grown and raised products, fair trade, and environmental sustainability. Shop their selection of meats, artisan cheeses, and house-made baked goods. Find Seward at 2823 East Franklin Avenue or the Friendship Store on 38th Street and 3rd Avenue in Minneapolis. More at seward.coop.
Hi, this is Mike Papantonio from Ring of Fire. Ring of Fire is a direct, smart, and I gotta promise you, a fearless progressive talk show. Join me, Mike Papantonio, and my co-host Bobby Kennedy Jr. and Sam Cedar as we take on the large corporate conglomerates and that radical right-wing media that dominate America's airwaves. Ring of Fire, Saturdays from 3 to 6 and Sundays from 6 to 9 p.m. on AM 950. It is the progressive voice of Minnesota.
Warning, stand-up records may cause intestinal distress, fits of insane laughter, instant diarrhea, existential malaise, headaches, nausea, dizziness, vomiting, seasonal affective disorder, more headaches, pneumomono ultramicroscopic silicovolcanoconiosis. Stand-up records should not be handled by women who are pregnant, may become pregnant, have ever been pregnant, or personally know anyone who has been pregnant. Do not consult your doctor if he's operating heavy machinery. Stand-up records is for external application only. And stand-up records is, of course, good for a few laughs. So remember that standuprecords.com for the world's finest comedy CDs, DVDs, and merchandise. That's standuprecords.com. The revolution will be hilarious.
As with their Eat Street sister on Nicollet Avenue, the Bad Waitress at 700 Central and Northeast is committed to working with local purveyors and serving organic food whenever possible. But the Northeast location is a bit more grown up. This finer diner has a full bar serving craft cocktails and a brand new inventive dinner menu, including the chicken and waffle, with roasted half chicken, bourbon pickled jalapeno corn waffle, and a roasted poblano gravy. Check out the Northeast menu at thebadwaitress.com.
Warning. Last year, over 40,000 Americans died in car-related accidents. Not a pleasant thought, is it? In fact, as thoughts go, it's downright depressing. Well, that's where we can help cheer you up. We're standuprecords.com, and we offer the finest in CDs, DVDs, downloads, and merchandise from the best comedians on earth. Artists like Mark Maron, Maria Bamford, Eddie Pepitone, and Doug Stanhope. Available at fine record stores, Amazon.com, and the iTunes Music Store. That's standuprecords.com. Come on, listen to us while you're driving. Live dangerously.
With your AM 950 weather, this is Eric Nelson. Tonight will be mostly cloudy with a low around 26. Saturday will be mostly sunny with a high near 32. Saturday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 11. Sunday will be partly sunny with a high near 18. And Sunday night, partly cloudy with a low around 3. Eat Local Minnesota's restaurant of the week is Burger Moe's. Located in downtown St. Paul, Burger Moe's is the perfect neighborhood gathering spot before or after XL Energy events. Offering two happy hours and more than 60 beers on tap. Check out Burger Moe's at 242 West 7th Street, St. Paul. Full menu at BurgerMoe's.com.
Stuck around St. Petersburg when I saw it was a time for a change.
And we're back with more Laughing Matters here on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. My guest, John Conroy. You can catch him at Sisyphus tonight, 8 p.m., so start heading over there now. Tim Harmson, that Acme Comedy Company Super Bowl weekend. Tickets are only $150.
No, they're normal price tickets.
Normal price tickets, absolutely. So
$1,800 less than face for the Super Bowl.
There'll be people scalping tickets outside, too. You can
there'll
probably
be a
get
guy paying people to know.
Before we move on, I just want to get... We were kind of touching on the Democrat that should be the leading voice right now for the opposition. And I do agree that it's done. I feel like Schumer and Pelosi, I don't know. I feel like their time is past now. All the respect to Pelosi for doing what she did as the first female Speaker of the House. But I think there should be some more young blood. And I feel like there should definitely be some inner primary battles from like the far left now. I feel like the right had the right. I disagree with them on almost everything, but the right of the far, this putting ideological purists in there, and as much as we joke about them, laugh at them, insult them, whatever, Republicans have the House and the Senate now.
Yeah.
And, I mean, the Supreme Court, basically. So I feel like there definitely needs to be something like that from the left. I feel like Kamala and Booker and Biden are probably the best suited to...
You can't get anybody on the far left to agree with each other, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, the difference between Bernie and Hillary was a pretty wide chasm on many issues. I mean, that was... Don't you think? Or, I mean...
I mean, I feel like a lot of it was, I think Bernie was definitely the candidate that excited people. And I think Hillary Clinton was just like the centrist corporate Democrat.
Yeah.
The far right is just an easier pitch. It's just a fastball of no. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
You can't get anybody on the left to agree with one another long enough to stick with.
Or they'll let the one thing they disagree with disrupt any sort of like compromise. And I mean, because I held my nose and voted for Hillary, but I was obviously a Bernie guy. I think a lot of people also got complacent under Obama. And just like, well, Obama's in. We don't really have to get involved. We don't need to organize. We don't need to whatever.
We don't need to think about what's going to happen in a few years.
Yeah, and people didn't think Trump would win. I mean, anyone that actually followed the polls, I think Nate Silver had Hillary Clinton at like a 95% chance of winning.
Well, I still contend that there was some collusion here, that things happened that skewed those numbers. I mean, I don't think that any of these poll results are
skewed them to a 2 million vote win, right?
Yeah, 3 million votes, yeah.
Well, so the big news lately that has come out is that Trump apparently tried to fire Mueller back in June, and the White House counsel, I forget his name, wasn't going to go along with that, and because he didn't, Trump decided to
Don McCain
to lay off Don McLean.
Don McLean.
Oh, okay. I mean, it's Trump, so you never know. It could have been Don McLean. It could have been Gordon Lightfoot. It could have been Mickey Rourke. Like, who knows who's in that cabinet?
How is it a news story that Trump thought about firing someone? Who hasn't Trump thought about firing?
Yeah.
Everyone who works there has been almost fired.
Yeah.
Well, or rehired.
At a certain
or...
point, don't you just get kind of outrage fatigue with Trump? Like, I mean, there's some things where I feel like it is justified with some of his policies. But, and this might not be one of those instances, but I remember at one point someone had leaked that Trump was talking about Mike Pence and said he wanted to like hang gay people, and that's why you should keep him as president because he was more pro. He wasn't as anti-abortion as Mike Pence was, and stuff. Just again, like Trump off the record and, you know, saying some horrible stuff, but like, I guess I just don't have the energy to be outraged by every little thing that he says anymore, because I think that
you're going to wear yourself out.
You're going to wear yourself out. And then when there actually is something that's outrageous,
you got to save some for the comedy.
It's not outrage fatigue for me as much as I've just accepted that he's the Antichrist. And I don't. It's weird for me because I'm an atheist. So it makes me feel hypocritical that I don't believe in Jesus, but I do now believe in the Antichrist.
Yeah.
He's really got me. That whole country's one. Yeah. That's where he got me. I was like, that is almost exactly like do unto others on the opposite side.
I think the reverse of
I think they should reinvest in religious institutions in this country, trying to get people by teaching it backwards.
Yeah, yeah.
From the end.
Mm-hmm.
Start with Revelations.
Yeah.
This is Donald.
Yeah.
Repent.
Yeah. Trump actually follows the golden shower rule where you just pee on others that are not you.
Yes. Or I thought he isn't he that he orders people to pee.
He orders people to pee on him, but from a.
I thought it was on the bed. Oh, was it on the bed? The Obamas slept in the bed. That's what I heard.
I think that's a common room service amenity in
Russia. Yeah,
I don't think it's anything.
It's included. You have to go out of your way to request them not.
That's
one of the things you check on that little thing that you put on the door for the morning.
Yeah.
Do you want to breakfast between 8:45 or 9?
Mm-hmm.
And would you like the complimentary cold shower?
How do you think this plays out? Do you think he'll get impeached? Do you think nothing's going to happen? Do you think? How do you think this plays out ultimately?
I think he'll be impeached in 2019. Early 19? 2019.
I have no...
So you think Democrats get the House?
Win the House.
Yeah. And then impeach in 2019?
Sure, with pretty substantial evidence from the Mueller probe. I don't know.
Yeah.
Tim? I have no... I mean, if I am a big sports gambler. If I was in a political casino, I would bet...
What a place that would be.
I would bet every penny that I have that he'll never be held accountable for anything. And it's just because at this point, the Republicans haven't shown any, you know, I love how Paul Ryan says stuff like, well, that's disappointing. Or if Trump says something like, but you know, or that's unfortunate. Those remarks are unfortunate.
Don't you take heart in the fact that they're all quitting and retiring though?
No,
they don't.
People don't
want to stick around to defend him either.
Well, the articles of impeachment are, what is it? It's 2/3 of the House and 2/3 of the Senate. So you have maybe 10. How many Republican senators would you have to, let's say that we get control of the Senate, 52 to 48 or something like
that. There's 100 senators, so 60,
we have to get another 16 Republican senators. Have you seen these people? Robert, let's get serious here.
Yeah.
I mean, literally, I would bet I'm worth, my net worth as a comedian in the Midwest, doing mostly bowling alleys and bar rooms, I would wager all of that he never gets held accountable. Can I just finish this point?
Absolutely.
The thing that makes me so angry is when I see people tweet or on Facebook, and they're like, well, I can't wait to see them lead Trump off to jail in handcuffs. Well, it's like, you don't understand how any of this works, do you? It's like, there's so many protections built in, and the Trump lawyers will argue that, well, you can't obstruct justice if you're the president, you know? It's like, there's just so many, like, built-in fail-safes so that people like Donald Trump never have to be held accountable, and that starts with, you know, the rules of impeachment. And I'm not arguing that the articles of impeachment are somehow flawed. I'm just saying that they're, you really, really have to, you know, I mean, and then it's a different era than it was when Nixon was, you know, like there was
But I don't think he has the stomach for being president when he doesn't have control of the House.
Yeah, but all right, I'll give you that much. But I will say that I think that if the most likely outcome is that he resigns. He says, well, I can't. Right. He quits like a big baby.
Yeah, sure.
He says, I can't deal with this.
That's what I'd expect.
You people don't deserve
me.
Like some narcissistic rant where he quits on the American people. And then, you know, there's something like that. I mean, the 25th Amendment, I don't see. I mean, it's obvious to any armchair or certified psychologist that he's got 25th Amendment issues. But I don't think that'll ever come into play.
Not with the people he's got on his cabinet, for sure.
Right.
They're all sycophants.
I do think that a lot of the spineless Republicans that refuse to stand up to him, however, if the tide does shift and Democrats do get the House and the Senate, I would see them just being just as spineless and calculating and realizing that, okay, well, now he's going to cost us stuff, so we'll seem bipartisan and turn on him. And because you have Paul Ryan, who was choosing his words so carefully, can be like, well, I never fully supported him. You could see that I disapproved of a lot of his stuff, and it's time to move on.
Yeah.
And I definitely think that Trump, because there aren't any like Trumpite Republicans the way you had like Reagan Republicans or wherever we're like, I am with this president 100%. It was a bitter pill for a lot of them to swallow. So they're reluctantly going along with him because he could get the tax reform bill, and because he was tweeting everything, he would can draw attention away from actual stuff that's going on.
Restart the drug war. Sessions.
Yeah.
Sessions is a Trump Republican.
Yeah, bringing privatized prisons back and criminalizing marijuana again.
Yeah. Or abandoning anything that Obama did to combat climate change. I mean, these are, you know, and the reality is that we're all dead.
Robber barons.
We're all dead in 10 years. The oceans are going to rise over and wash over our country in 10 to 12 years. So it's all irrelevant, but
I want you to run on the "we're dead in 10 years" party. This is. I'm Tim, and I approve this message.
I think he's going to move the embassy to Jerusalem, and there'll be a mushroom cloud within 1.5 years.
Yeah.
Do you think he'll be able to move the embassy to Jerusalem? Like, I mean, the follow through with this administration does seem pretty poor. I mean, he can talk a big game, but like anything that's not an executive order, I feel like, because again, it's so slapdash. Like, with lawsuits that's true. To delay
it took,
things.
How long did it take him to move the embassy in London? It was like 7-8 years.
Yeah, and that's London.
Yeah.
So it's probably just going to be bogged down in red tape, and then once a Democrat gets in eventually, depending on the Democrat, I suppose. But
well, you got to figure that there's an opportunity to make an embassy / hotel multi-use facility.
Like absolutely. Hotel, yeah.
With an embassy in the lobby or something like that.
But you have to make sure that the fees for the golf club aren't too high, because that's what turns special counsels against you. Wasn't that...
The Trump.
He's got
major.
A conflict of interest. Yeah. He couldn't afford to golf at my club, so he's trying to take me out now.
Yeah, that's pretty good. I mean, this last week was really satisfying in the sense that some of the stuff coming out was like, you can't, like that Hannity clip where he...
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, there's stuff where they're like, they're just begging for excuses, or, you know, they're really struggling to come up with reasons to defend it. So.
All right, we'll be back with more Laughing Matters after this. You're listening to AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. Don't go anywhere.
Warning, stand-up records may cause intestinal distress, fits of insane laughter, instant diarrhea, existential malaise, headaches, nausea, dizziness, vomiting, seasonal affective disorder, more headaches, pneumomono ultramicroscopic silicovolcanoconiosis. Stand-up records should not be handled by women who are pregnant, may become pregnant, have ever been pregnant, or personally know anyone who has been pregnant. Do not consult your doctor if he's operating heavy machinery. Stand-up records is for external application only. And stand-up records is, of course, good for a few laughs. So remember that standuprecords.com for the world's finest comedy CDs, DVDs, and merchandise. At standuprecords.com, the revolution will be hilarious.
Visit the wine bar at Cafe Latte and enjoy a unique handcrafted pizza and glass of wine. The perfect place for an intimate night or an evening with friends. Choices range from spicy Italian sausage and sweet roasted peppers to the one-of-a-kind nacho chicken pizza layered with blue corn tortilla chips. The approachable wine list offers over 30 by the glass, with special emphasis on wines from Washington State. End your night with one of Cafe Latte's melt-in-your-mouth desserts. 850 Grand Avenue, St. Paul.
Congratulations, you survived the holidays. Now what about cleaning up that holiday mess? Fortunately, right now is the best time of the year to call Zero Res and let their professionals do their empowered water thing. Why? Because Zero Res is having a holiday hangover sale. This month you can get 3-room Zero Res clean starting at only $119. Plus this month you can still get a great deal when you get your air duct Zero Res clean. Call 952-ZERO-RES or visit ZeroResMN.com. Zero Res, spell it backward or forward, it spells the same.
Hello, this is Ellen Krug from Hidden Edges Radio. When I'm not on the radio, I'm standing in front of audiences training about diversity and inclusion and on how to be welcoming to others who are different from us. More than ever, employers and organizations need professional diversity and inclusion training. I can offer that training through my company, Human Inspiration Works, LLC. I'd love to make your workplace or organization more welcoming. For more information, go to humaninspirationworks.com. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Matt McNeil, and I want to encourage you to join me weekday afternoons at 3 p.m. for The Matt McNeil Show. It's a Twin Cities-based full hour of talk where we discuss what's going on in the state and in the nation from a Minnesota perspective. We'll be joined by a lot of great guests, and we'll take your phone calls. Interact with us on the Twitter page, at Matt McNeil Show, the Facebook page, Progressive Citizen X, The Matt McNeil Show, and on email, comment at am950radio.com. The Matt McNeil Show, weekday afternoons at 3, right here on AM 950.
You know, here at Stand Up Records, when we say we have the best names in comedy, we're not messing around. In fact, we were there first, with comedians who went on to become household names. Names like Hannibal Buress, Maria Bamford, the Sklar Brothers, Doug Stanhope, Mark Maron, and Louis Black. So why not head on over to standuprecords.com or amazon.com or the iTunes Music Store and pick up a classic CD, DVD, or download of the best comedians working today. And check out some of our other artists, because you never know who the next big thing will be. That's standuprecords.com.
Well, I woke up Sunday morning
with no way to hold my head. That didn't hurt.
And welcome back to Laughing Matters here on AM 9. On that cheerful note, AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. My guests, the very funny John Conroy, Tim Harmston. One more time, where can my laughing maniacs see you live?
Sisyphus Brewing Company, right now.
Right now.
Get there.
Get to Sisyphus. Who else is on that show? You got some funny people on
there. Andrew Wegleitner. Mm-hmm. I believe Chloe Radcliffe's going to be doing a spot tonight.
Oh, okay, nice.
That's all I know. We had a great show last night. Tim was out, and Nate Abshire, Deanne Smith, Jess Solomon.
Great venue, tasty beer. You can bring your dog. They got get there early. They got card games, all kinds of fun stuff.
If the dog heckles comedians, don't bring the dog.
Don't bring a dog that heckles.
Don't.
I do a lot of dog-cat material.
Do you do a lot of?
I'm a very
dogs or cats.
Do a lot of dog crowd work.
I like to individually ask people whether they're cat or dog people, and by that I mean dog people or sad ladies.
Yeah. Are you a dog person or do you have depression?
That's right.
Yeah. And Tim, one of your upcoming shows.
Next week, February 1 through 3. That's February 1st through the 3rd at Acme Comedy Company in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
It's downtown.
I feel like we don't reach anywhere else.
Does it go this far?
Feel like we start petering out around Shakopee. I think...
it sounds like a...
Yeah. I mean, St. Cloud is just fuzz.
Well, it depends on the weather.
Definitely.
Too.
Yeah, it depends on the weather. You know, we get a good breeze going. We can...
carry those waves.
Yeah, we can reach Hudson.
Yeah,
it's like peak time for state fair jokes, right?
Yeah. Like to bring out the state fair stuff right away. I'll be there February 1 through 3, and that'll be in downtown Minneapolis. There's plenty of parking if you get there on
absolutely
time, stuff like that. So
One of the best clubs in the country, and Tim, one of the best comics, so it's a hell of a deal. Tickets,
we're here,
whatever they normally
you
are.
Call it the best.
We're here.
Pound for pound, it's probably the best club in the country, maybe.
I don't think anybody would argue if you called Acme the best club in the
probably
country.
Probably not,
yeah, I don't think so. But yeah, it's fun to be there. I'm bringing in Patrick Keane, the funny gentleman from Los Angeles, to open the show, and Mary Mac will be hosting. So
check it out. All right, before we leave, I want to talk a little cucking with you guys. There is a CNN article
This is directly related to Patrick and Mary?
This isn't directly related.
Interesting way to
I'm bringing Patrick in open for multiple kinds of shows.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's an article that's been getting kind of like widely mocked that CNN put out about how... cucking, which for those of you that don't know, and this is AM radio, and there's a good chance you're not sure what that means. In the political context, cuck, I'm just going to read from the CNN article, actually. Cuck is short for cuckservative, has become an insult of the so-called alt-right aimed at men they view as spineless and emasculated. They don't have a backbone. The roots come from the word cuckolding, which is like having an adulterous partner. It's expanded even further to then like you are aware of or witnessing the adultery that is taking place.
It's like you're aware that your partner is having an adulterous relationship, either visually, within visual range,
you're into it.
Oh, I didn't think you were into it. I thought you were just sad about it.
No, I mean, I feel like, well, that's probably just depends on the kind of person you are. But I think the people that do it consistently are probably into it.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's odd it's become a political thing. Those videos aren't very political.
No, not really.
It's not often.
No, and it's funny that it's a term
a lot of
for
discussion.
Like, yeah. Mm-hmm.
None of the videos are, it doesn't happen in a voting booth.
And it seems like weird, like it's been a mantle that, like, or a term that the alt-right would use, because I mean a lot of the cuckolding stuff that I've seen has been quite biracial. So
that would be an odd turn if all of a sudden they started wearing MAGA hats in those.
Yeah.
For the true cuckservative.
Yeah, for the true cuckservative. This just seems, I don't know, like there's, I like to think of myself
whole,
as
whole
him.
New meaning I like for to think Amnesty of my, Don.
Yeah.
Mike Huckabee.
Job creation. Yes, Mike Huckabee. We should just, if only we could end it there. We have a requirement of a certain amount of time we have to put on the show. But yes, Mike Huckabee is amazing.
Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
Yeah.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Cuck Schumer.
Keep it on your...
That's what they should have called this is... after...
Welcome back to puns. Cuck-related puns.
Yeah. Whatever happened to just sleeping with your partner yourself? Whatever. I mean, I feel like this is just lazy. I feel like this is, you know, maybe... Maybe there's other problems.
It is. You're passing it to giving away jobs that other Americans won't take, right?
Absolutely.
I think it goes back to, I think we're seeing a society and a culture right now where people want everything. They want they want to have it all. And that to me.
Includes your wife.
Includes.
Yeah.
No, I think that just people are, because when you get married, you know, you're saying that I'm getting a life partner, but I'm also giving up a lot of, you know, you're giving up
everyone
a lot.
Else. You're giving up everyone else.
Yeah. It's like you versus the field. And, but I think people nowadays are like, well, I want this. I want that. It's like Spalding from Caddyshack. I want a hot dog. I want a hamburger.
Yeah.
It's like people want everything. And so you're seeing all kinds of clickbait and articles about, you know, how to dating services for married people or whatever. You know, it's like, it's just people want everything. So
that's... At what point is it a sign that your relationship's not going well, though? I mean, I feel like if one person's like,
you think there's a certain, like,
I hate to beat a dead, like, you bring up cucking one time.
I think when you click on the article.
You bring up... You bring up cucking one time, you know, it's just a fantasy. I trust you enough to explore things, and you know, you hear a no, and I feel like you bring cucking up again, or you know, a few more times, it's like maybe you should just be with someone else then. I feel like
cuck me once, shame on you.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you, like if you bring it, if you keep asking your partner about it, and you get a no, then I think maybe you're in trouble. But
that's always one of my favorite jokes of yours. The guy who goes for a walk down by the lake with a sweater. What is this sweater?
Yeah, I don't think you can say that. No,
there is. Tom Papa had a really funny joke too that kind of goes to that too. Except instead of like the sex,
can't
it was
say
a guy
poo
that would
on
just,
your chest. On
All right, we don't have enough time. We got 10 seconds left. Thanks for being on the show, guys. Thanks for listening.
Thanks
Hope
for
you enjoy
having
the rest
us.
Of your week. And go to Sisyphus right now. Go to Acme next week. Enjoy the rest of your weekend, everybody. Bye.